Timber Twig's birthday. One clear summer night, down in Wiggly Wood, when all the animals were fast asleep, Granny Knot slipped into her dressing gown and tiptoed down the stairs to the kitchen. She lit a candle and began to write invitations to a very special party. When Timber Twig woke the next morning, he found Abigail dangling in front of his face, smiling broadly.
"Happy birthday," she announced,
giving him a spider-sized kiss on the end of his nose.
"Oh, thank you, Abigail," replied Timber Twig, looking in the mirror. "Do you think I look any bigger?"
Abigail chuckled.
"Just a little bit, perhaps. Look, I've made you a present. I hope you like it."
"Why, thank you, Abigail," said Timber Twig as he opened the small parcel. "But what is it?"
"It's a scarf," she said.
"But it's so small."
"Well, I had a bit of an accident," began Abigail. "I knitted a really long scarf, but it was too thin. So I tried magic to make it wider, but it shrank to fit a spider."
"Never mind. It's the thought that counts. You wear it instead."
So Abigail did. Meanwhile, Granny had prepared a surprise of her own. She sneaked outside the house and posted an envelope through the letterbox, then knocked on the door and hid behind a tree.
"Oh, look!" cried Timber Twig when he saw the envelope. "It's addressed to me!"
He tore it open and began to read the letter.
"Dear Timber Twig, I have prepared a special surprise for your birthday, but to find it, you will have to follow the clues. All my love, Granny."
Timber Twig turned the paper over, and there was the first clue.
"To start your search, you must find the little one who's almost blind."
"I know who that is," said Timber Twig. "It must mean Muddle the Mole."
Timber Twig ran quickly into Wiggly Wood as Granny Knot looked on from behind the tree.
"Good, my plan has worked," she cackled. "Now I can carry on in peace."
Timber Twig and Abigail soon reached Muddle's house and knocked impatiently on the door.
All right, what's the hurry?"
called a voice from within the mound.
"No need for all that knocking. I can hear you."
Muddle opened the door and tripped over his own doorstep, scuffing his nose on the ground.
"Oh, bother," he mumbled. "That's the 10th time today."
He picked himself up and shook off the dirty soil.
"Now, what can I do for you?"
"Do you know anything about Granny's riddle to help me find my birthday surprise?" asked Timber Twig.
I don't really remember," replied Muddle,
bumping into Timber Twig's shoe.
"Now, let me think."
Old Blind Muddle was so busy thinking that he stubbed his toe on a tree root and rolled down the hill into a large fern bush.
"No, I remember now," said Muddle
as Timber Twig lifted him out from the bush.
"Listen carefully. If your surprise is to come true, before a stool you'll find a clue."
And he stumbled back up to his home. Timber Twig was bewildered.
"Oh, Abigail, what could it mean?"
Abigail had been far too engrossed in her book of spells.
"What could what mean?" she replied.
"What comes before a stool?" he asked.
"It depends upon the type of stool," said Abigail. "For all I know, you could mean a toadstool."
"Of course, that's it," cried Timber Twig. "A toad! It must mean Tippy Toad! Come on!"
Thanking Muddle the Mole, Timber Twig ran off towards Puddly Pond, where he found Tippy Toad sitting on a huge water lily.
"Hello, Tippy!"
interrupted Tippy.
"Do you see that fly on the bulrush over there?"
"Yes," whispered Abigail. "He looks delicious."
"I've been stalking him all day," continued Tippy, "and I think he's just dozed off."
"Do you want Abigail to help?" asked Timber Twig. "She can catch all sorts of insects."
But this fly belonged to Tippy Toad.
With a tremendous spring, he leapt towards his prey. But before he was close enough, the fly buzzed lazily away, leaving Tippy to fall open-mouthed
into Puddly Pond.
Are you all right?
Called Timber Twig. Tippy appeared, coughing and spluttering with a soggy green lily on his head.
Sure, I'm all right, he spluttered. That was one of my better attempts.
Timber Twig helped him onto the bank and asked him if he knew the next clue.
Of course, replied Tippy, drying himself with a large oak leaf. Who will help you find the loot? The bird that doesn't give a hoot.
That can only mean one person, said Timber Twig. It's Seamus O'Tweet, the dozy old owl.
Off they ran once more to the old tree trunk where Seamus O'Tweet was sleeping.
Hello, Seamus! Are you at home?
Seamus appeared, still half asleep.
Oh, hello, Twit-twoo, Timber Twig, hello, he hooted. Did you have a nice party?
What party? Asked Timber Twig.
Oh, Twit-twoo, twit me, what day is it?
Said the silly owl.
It's my birthday.
Oh, dear, twit me, said Seamus. Wait there, I've got something here for you from Granny Knot.
Seamus O'Twit disappeared into his tree trunk and returned with a large envelope. Timber Twig quickly opened it to find an invitation to his own birthday party.
Abigail, look, it's my surprise. Granny is giving me a birthday party. We must hurry home.
Timber Twig rushed back to the treehouse and ran into the kitchen.
Surprise, surprise, surprise,
called all his friends. Timber Twig was delighted, for Granny had prepared a special tea and everybody had been invited. There was Downy the Dumps Dennis, Tippy Toad and Muddle the Mole. Mr. Misfit was playing merry music on his homemade trombophone as the Mushroom Man sang along. Granny lit the candles on top of the cake, which was so high that Timber Twig had to climb onto a stool to blow them out. Just then, there was a knock at the door, and who should enter but dozy old Seamus O'Twit.
Hello, everybody,
he yawned.
I'm sorry to be late, but I think I must have dozed off while I was getting ready.
You're just in time for a piece of my birthday cake, laughed Timber Twig.
Seamus sat down next to Granny Knot as they all sang Happy Birthday. Even Abigail was allowed to invite her friends for their own little celebration. And everyone agreed that it was the best surprise party ever held in Wiggly Wood.
Beep, 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 beep.